Hey everybody, I'm Jody Vance.
And I'm George Affleck.
And we are going to go across the country, of course, go hyper local and go international because it is a very, very busy Thursday. And that means
I'm fun.
Hey George, before we talk about anything,
yeah.
I want to say congratulations to you, my friend. You got a big award. I did not warn you that I was going to do this off
No,
the
you
top.
didn't.
I know. So show. I mean,
Well,
next time you'll polish it up a little bit, but show this is a big deal, right? And give us.
it's a lifetime, kind of a lifetime achievement award from the News Media Association, because I worked with them. I have still kind of worked with them, but for 25 plus years, and they felt my contribution to journalism, to in all aspects of what I've done over the last 25 years, deserve this award, which is named after Eric Dunning, which it's an integrity award, it's called. It's basically an award for kind of lifetime achievement. I remember giving it when I was working with them to Edgar Dunning, his Eric's brother, and he was 100 when he got this thing. So, I'm not 100, but
I was going to say, you're too young to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. You got a lot more life to achieve things, great things in. But I do love, especially for our listener, our viewer, for them to understand you're way more than a former Vancouver City councillor and politician and unbelievable communications expert. You are really engaged and connected to creating spaces where actual news is reported. And you have been for a very long time, and you're dedicated to it. And I'm proud to be your partner here. So, even though
thanks, man.
sometimes we clash, we butt heads because we disagree, but isn't that kind of discourse what should exist in a time where we're seeing some pretty terrible things happen? And right off the hop, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the tragic events that happened in the United States with what we can assume at this point is political disagreement that has resulted in what is a murder, like an assassination that has taken place in Utah.
Yeah, the Charlie Kirk getting assassinated. 200, was it 200 meters? Was it how far from
200
200
yards.
yards, which is about the same, 600 feet.
Yes.
That's a long way. I mean,
We have to say it in yards. It's America.
I know, yeah, but the yards are the same as a meter, right? So it's always very confusing.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. It's two football
So
fields. How about that
there we
sports
go.
analogy? Two football fields.
Okay. They haven't caught, as of recording, they haven't caught anybody yet. They have apparently some footage that they say show this person that's quite clear, but they haven't released that. So who
They
knows
have
when.
released that now.
Oh,
You
have
were in a
they?
meeting. Yep. Since you
Okay.
were in that meeting, sorry, I should have told you, but
Yeah.
it appears to be they're saying a college age student type person who looks like they would blend in completely with the people who were in attendance here at this gathering, at this rally, at this public event. No real security there. There was a security team around Charlie Kirk, but no like go through metal detectors or whatever to get in. They also found a screwdriver nearby where the weapon was. There's some work, there was something left or inscribed on the weapon, so they haven't released what that is yet, but they figure that somebody walked in and built this weapon because clearly from 200 meters or 200 yards away, two football fields away, that is a long gun, that is a sharpshooter's with one shot too. And I have not seen the video, and people who go in search of the video, please be forewarned that
Yeah, I've
there
seen a
is some
couple. Yeah.
grisly. See, do you want to just give the sort of overview? We're not going to show it here, so if you're watching, we're not showing anything here as we don't do that,
Yeah,
but
it's tragic. I mean, I don't know if you watched the series or the movie The Day of the Jackal, which is all about a
yes.
sharpshooter, right? Assassin.
Yes.
It's very interesting because that whole process of what you just described just sounds like an episode of The Jackal.
Yes.
It's obviously it's too soon to say, but and it's terrible. It's not, this is the heatedness of the debate in America. It's just out of control, and it doesn't seem like this was what could have been an opportunity to cool things down by the president. Not is definitely not what he did. So that's
No.
their choice. It's America. They can do your own thing, I guess. But stay away from TikTok and places where they're
Yeah, Dutch.
side saying crazy stuff.
Yeah,
Crazy.
the opinions, dreams. It's just wild right now, and I worry for our good friends and family who live in the United States. I was very different to be any 31-year-old young father behind. As someone, and I'm certainly not saying I was treated in the way, but somebody who has been criminally harassed for just speaking publicly, you can disagree with me all you want, but no, and I should be able to disagree with you all I want, but nobody should be
No.
losing their life over their opinions. I
And
mean,
being public, being a public personality, which you and I both have been, and I have a whole training course called Campaign University, which is about trying to encourage people to get into politics, which without a doubt, Charlie Kirk was political.
Oh, he was definitely,
What his
yeah.
future would be is hard to say, but what's worse is that this would continue to discourage anybody competent to ever want to put themselves in the public side, especially if they are in opposition either side, because apparently you can't say what you believe even if you didn't agree with him.
Right.
It's important to have all voices heard so that we could find the middle and continue forward.
I see what you did
It's
there.
just terrible. Yes.
Right. I see what you. Okay. Let's move on from that. There's no good segue from those tragic events to
No.
just talking about what's happening here in Canada. Unspun Podcast is about taking the spin out of what we're seeing. Interesting sort of head spinning this morning as I was following the political bouncing ball. I know you were in a couple of meetings as we were catching up just before we hit record here, because we have a very brief meeting before we start talking, because this is where the conversation happens. But I was watching as Pierre Poilievre, conservative, steps up to the microphone to sort of hit back on Prime Minister Mark Carney, trying to be more moderate in his tone, less catchphrasy and more targeted. Mark Carney has been, and he actually started the press availability in French, like completely in French first, which I thought was interesting. But he basically was like, Mark Carney has been prime minister for 6 months and he's done nothing. He's done nothing, 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 nothing. 2 seconds later, cue Mark Carney stepping up and saying, here's what I'm doing. This. Like, it was almost, it looked like liberal strategy. Like, it was so well timed, and it countered it so completely. So for British Columbians, there's going to be LNG expansion. There's going to be some movement on mining. There, and Saskatchewan's going to get what they're looking for. There's going to be improvement on ports in Ontario and in Quebec. There's going to be, I'm
Churchill.
just top lining Churchill, yes, and then like rapid train between Quebec City and Toronto. You're going to get hop on
Lots
a
of gifts
train
for
and
Montreal. Lots of gifts
a
for
lot of.
you got Bombardier building trains, you got a new fancy new port improvements in Montreal and a train to
Yeah.
Quebec City from Toronto. We've talked about this, that mathematically, if you have Quebec and part of Ontario, the rest of the country doesn't matter. So
You win.
that's
Yeah.
kind of the strategy. What's interesting, I think, is we've talked about this too with Poilievre. It's tough. The election just happened in January, whenever it was. When was it? I can't remember. In earlier this year. He of course didn't win, and now he had to get his win his back. There's a point in when you're in the opposition. And you have to kind of step back and regroup. And he hasn't done that really. He's just jumping out there trying to find his way. And clearly, I think he runs it sort of like, dictatorially style. He's like, I don't think there's a lot going on with the caucus with him. He's kind of doing his own thing. And that will lead, I believe, to infighting in the caucus. And he's got his review.
Right.
They need to say, what do we stand for now? Because they're stealing all our shit.
Right. We
Which
did
is
talk about
the
that
typical
last
liberal
week.
thing, right? To take all the.
Right. Well, we talked about that last week as somebody who is sort of the mushy middle moderate. When my government, which consists of all parties, NDP, Conservative, Green, Liberal, all parties, and when one party's like, you're stealing my ideas, it's like, well, don't we pay you guys to have ideas? and then do what's best for us. Like there's that part that I don't think reads well. And I think that's the regrouping that I think needs to happen when Canadians have, with the influence and the rhetoric from the United States, really come together in a way that it's different, and we have a better tolerance, really, for it not being, you know what, we're going to go down this path instead of this path. Now it seems to be a little bit more, you know, brought together, because we need to build the infrastructure, we need to create the jobs, we need to use Canadian steel and Canadian wood and Canadian workers, which was what the Prime Minister was saying this morning. It's going to generate this first tranche of green lit plan major infrastructure projects, will generate $60 billion. Like, Canadians are hearing those numbers after hearing how many billions we're losing to this tariff. You already said shit, so I'll say tariff shit storm that we've been dealing with the current president of the United States. And it's like, what those numbers now ring to us more so than even looking at the devastation of the wildfires that we've seen, you know, certainly across British Columbia. We didn't, I mean, since we spoke last, the Coquihalla was shut down for like days because of a massive wildfire that, you know, that
I'm surprised you weren't driving through it like you like to do all the time.
I know. I mean, I
Where
missed one.
you
I
missed a
actually,
you missed a crazy storm or fire. Usually I get the shots of you
usually
that
it's me. Yeah.
you usually time those
Usually
things
it's me.
better.
I'm like, here I am. I'm in a heat dome. Now I'm in a wildfire. Now I'm in an atmospheric river. This time I was like, oh no, I'm in China. No.
You're in a different shit storm
No, I
there,
made
yeah.
it back. Just actually, a friend of mine was driving her daughter to Lethbridge. Lethbridge? I think,
Right.
and was, yeah, to you know, we're driving her out there from here, and l was leaving that morning, and the Coquihalla was broken. She had to take the nest and the whole, it's,
Right.
you know, I love our mountainous, beautiful British Columbia, but I'm fearful when we see, you know, that layer of smoke come in. It wasn't smogist, it was smoke timber. You know, it's becoming
Yeah.
so normalized, right? It's,
I was hoping we'd get away with not having that this year, and there it was. I woke up one morning, I'm walking to the office, and I'm like,
yeah, right.
oh.
So what do we do about all that? Let's talk about taking care of our parks here.
Did you see that there's going to be a bike protest or something on Saturday for the park boards to put the bike lanes back into Stanley Park because we all love them so much?
Why are we continuing to do this? Why? Why?
Well, I think
Who
there's a
who's saying that?
disappointment. Yeah, well, there's a disappointment. They haven't come up with a real plan. They're talking about a
There
plan
is a
later,
bike
and
lane in Stanley Park. It goes all the way around the edge. There's bike paths all the way around Stanley Park. What's going on now?
and you can ride on the roads fairly at the speed of
Yeah.
20 kilometers an hour, which is not much of a problem. So,
No.
anyways, I don't know. It's
And then you
like.
drive around the city and there are people driving, riding their bikes on sidewalks. I love this. Like, I'm surrounded by bike lanes and there are people riding e-bikes down the sidewalk. I'm like, okay. And I have five bikes
They got food to
between
deliver. They got food to
they
deliver.
do. But in my three-person household, we have five bicycles. We are cyclists. We love them. We don't ride road bikes. We aren't middle-aged men in Lycra mammals. We don't clip in. We just go riding our bikes. Like, why can't
Yes.
people just go ride their bike around Stanley Park?
My
Why do
bike.
they want a velodrome? I don't understand. Go, somebody build a velodrome for these people. Build one.
My bike has no gears. I can't go up that hill at Stanley Park, I'll tell you right now. So that's
Well,
how
poor
basic my bike
George.
is. Yeah, no gears, just
But what a great business idea, because there is this movement of people who are screaming for a velodrome. Build one that looks like a park. Build one. Why not? Charge people to ride their bikes around and round and round and round and round and round. Okay.
Yes.
Because right now, this bike lane, we want a bike path. They want to charge us for that.
To build
And
that.
we're still paying for those pylons, George. Kids' pool swimmers are paying for the pylons because we can't afford to hire lifeguards. We don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Can we talk about the Harry Potter experience, though?
Oh, that, of course, we have to get started on that. Ugh, I was actually looking
So
forward to that, but then, of course,
it's supposed to happen
I
in
didn't even
November
think
for
of
people who
this.
don't know. Right. Okay. So a week
Yeah.
ago, It was announced that the Harry Potter experience is going to be in place of the Stanley Park miniature train that, for some reason, with all of the great minds in all of the land, we can't fix. It's impossible. It's unfixable, don't you
Like
know? Okay.
literally, you could put an electric engine on that thing and then do a little pave thing and paint a track on it. It would take a week and you'd have a train that was electric.
The
I mean,
kids could
it's
go and la la
there
la la
has
la
to be on a
la, and the
track, you
burn,
guys.
no,
Just
and the burn
get
fund
rid of
would
the
make their
track and
money.
put some and just drive it around on those electric wheels. It's like nobody's gonna notice. It's not that. Ugh,
Get somebody
anyways.
who is in charge of rides at the P&E to come on over to Stanley Park,
Totally. They
solve
keep
the
that old
if
wooden
the
roller
wild
coaster going every year. I don't know. I'm looking at that going, you ever looked
if
at
the
close? Because
wild
maybe you take
mouse.
a close look at, oh yeah, that's gone. Thank God. I was looking at the roller coaster at the P&E. I'm going, I'm always dumbfounded. But I'm going, look at that thing. It's a bunch of 2x4s.
And it goes,
They rebuilt it a couple of years ago. No, and it's scary as shit. But if they
So
did
Harry
that.
Potter experience is coming. It's an immersive walk through the forest, lights
Right.
and magic and da 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 da. I love Harry
Exciting.
Potter. We are huge fans, not crazy huge fans of the controversy with J.K. Rowling over the years, but separating the art from the artist because kids aren't really paying attention to who wrote it. They just love the magic of the stories, and
And the
it's a
movies.
wonder. And so Park Board approved this Harry Potter experience, and then last week the trans community kicked up a bunch of dust around it, leading to Park Board commissioners saying perhaps we should revisit. And one of them said, "This is the first I've heard of this."
Bleak. Park
Really?
Board doing its stellar work again. Always on top of those, the finger in the pulse.
They might cancel it.
That's just dumb. I mean, I'm sorry. I would have actually preferred them saying, yeah, we approve this because it's great and we feel bad about the thing. And give me a better idea than this to solve the problem that we've caused by our incompetence with this train. Kids love exactly what you said. Kids love Harry Potter. We all know it. It's gonna make money. It's gonna help whatever. If it's working with the burn fund or whatever it is, I don't care. Whatever. It's like, what do you give me another idea? It's massive and it's going to be huge. I've been to the Harry Potter land or whatever the hell it's called in Florida.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Amazing. And
Right.
I don't
It's like
even
kids loving
J.K.
Star Wars.
Rowling's okay. I was a man, I'm not getting involved in that conversation. Amanda has her opinion on this and I think it's interesting. I don't know. It's whatever. It's like, do we have
Amanda's
Woody
George's
Allen?
wife.
Yes. Does
Amanda's
Woody
George's wife, and
Allen,
she's
the Woody
British.
Allen debate, right? Are we going to not see Woody Allen movies again? Okay, that's fine. If that's how you feel, you don't see Woody Allen movies again. If you're okay with separating art from the people who created it, and then that's good too. If you don't want to go to Harry Potter thing in Stanley Park, don't go.
Do you know why I'm not going to the Harry Potter thing? Because for four of us to go, it'd be $250.
Yeah, well, a Sapini was almost getting that point.
Yeah,
These things
that
are
I
getting
mean,
expensive.
that, and
God, I woke up for
that's
lunch. My poke bowl at Cactus Club has gone from $16 to $27 now over the
what?
last few years. Poke bowl. My favorite
$27.
Cactus Club meal. Brought to you by Cactus Club. But also,
Brought to you by Cactus Club, but also by Joe
$27.
Fortes, because $27 used to be how much I'd get my miso sablefish for. And that was a big spend.
Irish
$27 for a
steaks at the
poke
keg
bowl?
were 27. Yeah, it's my favorite poke bowl,
It's delicious. It's
but
delicious.
it's went for lunch. We went to the electric car thing that was happening this week. Or electric, everything electric. It's kind of cool event. You could
Oh,
test drive
cool.
all the electric cars in the bottom of the convention center. So we drove the
Neat.
Volkswagen bus and the Volkswagen car, and the
How was
bus
the
was super
bus?
cool. Oh, I
Is
didn't get to
it?
drive. Amanda was the only one who got to drive that, but shit, it handled really well. It's super cool because you've got this thing that we're all over the map today. It's got the
That's okay.
camper thing that pulls out the back. It drives like it's like they like drive like Teslas. They're really nice, the VW electric cars, and
So does it have
it's
like the
really
bench in the
roomy.
back, like old school, or is it
Yeah, it's
seats?
no,
Can
it's
you take out the
six
seats?
passengers. Yeah, you can take out the seats and you can put a bed in there. Like you get this camper set,
Okay.
and so the seats go down, the bed goes on top, nice cozy bed. Camp this pull out with a fridge and a sink. And it's like really cool.
Neat.
Oh, and then you can choose their fancy camper version too, which is like a lot more. But anyways, it was,
That
yeah, I
pops up in
drove.
that whole thing.
Yeah, but she drove, we drove it around the city and for half an hour, and super cool. But yeah,
Neat.
we drove a couple other ones too. The mini, electric mini, I didn't like that. It's too small.
Don't like a mini.
Really
I
cramped.
feel like I'm in a go-kart. No
Yeah.
offense to the brand, but
Well, it's
it's.
BMW. They'll live. They'll live. So, but I must say that
Oh.
VW, the car was really nice too. So we obviously we had a Tesla, as you know, and the lease was up, and we were happy to get rid of it.
Bye-bye.
But we do miss that electric car world.
Wait, so are you just the minivan now, or are you going to get a.
Yeah, the dad van's back. My 2003 Toyota Sienna still kicking it. Pierce is like, my son's like, who's using it, used to use it more than me. It's like, are you using a car again? Oh, yeah, you're gonna buy a car. You're gonna have to buy a car.
I do love a plug-in hybrid, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we are when everybody's freaking out about the gas prices, I'm not as I mean, I still use some gas, but it's incentive for me to remember to plug in my car at night. You know,
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see more
it's a
charging
luxury.
stations. I think that's a challenge. Your hybrid is better because of the lack of charging stations, right?
That's right. That's right.
So,
Oh, I would have so much anxiety if I was full electric. Yeah, I wouldn't, because
yeah, that's what we
I don't have
faced.
a driveway that I pull into and
Yeah.
charge. Like we are
Yeah.
running the cable across the sidewalk with a little ramp on it, like so many
That's
people are.
right. Yeah,
Yeah.
which is allowed by the
Okay,
city.
I want to talk a little bit about since last time we spoke, we've been watching, because this is another American thing, but it does impact us here, I believe. When we're watching Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Defend his choices at
Yeah.
gutting the Center for Disease Control and basically ending mRNA research and advancements and removing, childhood vaccine mandates and making it harder for people to find a COVID vaccine, even if you want it. Like he's actually creating barriers now for people. And it was an interesting, I saw a Republican or right-leaning pundit actually say, I think it was Alyssa Farah Griffin, who said, I'm kind of disappointed to see RFK Jr. doing this about the COVID vaccine, because many Republicans have touted the fact that it was Donald Trump with his rapid whatever warp speed that pushed those
Yeah.
vaccines through quickly so that more people didn't die during the
Yeah.
pandemic.
They
And
should have celebrated their success instead of shitting on it.
yeah, how's this going to impact us, do you
I
think?
well, I always love it when I see a clip in and RFK Jr. saying, I didn't say that. And then they go, roll clip. It's like 2 months ago you said that.
I know. I
Dude,
know.
get your story straight. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all of this stuff's impacting us, I was talking with my team this morning, and we're talking about immigration, and everyone lives in the UK now. Obviously,
Yeah.
we saw this week with EB talking about immigration and the Boston Pizza
Temporary foreign workers.
managers
Yes.
and
Oh,
all that
he
stuff.
was.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because the
So this.
premier, I was shocked. He was like throwing specific companies under the bus in
Yeah.
his statement.
Yeah. No, he's
That
not getting any
seemed
donors
unusual.
from. There's no donors coming from Boston Pizza this year. Yeah. No. It's
No.
it, there's a. It's almost like, and Evelyn, it's interesting, where I should maybe call her out on this, but she's in the UK, who has become
It's your
quite,
daughter.
yeah, my daughter,
Yeah.
who's quite, and she works with me, and she, the UK has become very anti-immigration, very similar to the States in a lot of ways. And she's having conversations with people, and they're going on their anti-immigration rants, and she says, well, I'm an immigrant. Does that, what you're talking about, well, I'm here on a temporary, like, 5-year visa. And only because my grandmother's from Wales, and that's why I
Right.
got here. And it still cost me 10,000 pounds to come here. I had to pay my whatever medical in advance for the whole time or something like that.
Right.
And so
Yeah.
she had to put a
It's a
check for
lot.
10,000 pounds. And she said, what exactly, the things you're talking about would affect me and I'd have to leave. Oh, well, no, not you. Oh, really?
So
Really?
who then? Is
Yeah,
it just people
well,
of color?
clearly it's
Hmm.
racist. And so she kind of pushes back, which is great. I'm proud of her.
Good.
Because it's,
Yeah.
basically, she doesn't get too harsh on it because the people she knows, but it opens her eyes a bit too. These decisions you
Yeah.
make affect all immigrants when,
Yeah.
any Western, we rely on a certain amount of immigration because we don't populate our countries enough with the kids we're having.
All of the care at my mom's care home, and I mean every single person in there who is caring for the seniors at the highest possible level, are all migrants
Yeah.
or naturalized Canadians,
Right.
or
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that they're temporary foreign workers, but they
No,
are
they're probably permanent
workers who
residents,
have
but a
come from
lot of
abroad.
Filipinos, a lot of South Asians for
Absolutely.
sure. Yeah.
A lot of Filipinos, a lot of South Asians, a lot of Chinese. I mean, when I came back from Ch China, and I said to two of the women who are constantly there, they're there in the later shift in the day. I see mom every day, twice a day now. And I'm like, oh, I'm back from Chengdu. And they're like, Ni hao. And I was like, Ni hao, Yushu Jodi, Hegaoshi Ren
Nice.
Shini. And they're like, oh my God. But meeting people and understanding their culture and like painting everybody with a single brush is terrible. But on the premier's message, I guess, is where some, and I don't know about Boston Pizza, and I don't know about, I can't remember the other company they called out, but there were two. And he was talking about it's not fair that a chain restaurant, let's take it off, because I have no concept of whether or not any specific restaurant is guilty of this, but there's no way that the general manager of the restaurant that can clearly afford to hire somebody who isn't a temporary worker to fill the position of general manager. It's just they are allegedly hiring temporary workers at a lesser salary, like pushing all of the salaries down because they're applying for these TFWs to fill that void. And where a TFW is like, now we saw it last year with, we cannot pick the cherries. We have nobody picking the cherries. So the
Right.
cherries are
Yeah.
going to rot on the trees because we don't have the people. People don't want to do this job. But then the people that did want to do the job aren't allowed to do the job because they're temporary foreign workers. And like
What
talking to
and
Ian
what is?
Tostenson at BCRFA, he's
Yeah.
like, our restaurant industry needs temporary and permanent resident foreign workers. Like we do. We just do.
Yeah, I was up in driving back from Calgary, and every little town I stayed in, and every restaurant had a sign: help wanted, help wanted, dishwasher wanted, dishwasher, dishwasher, help, help, help. Walking through the mall, Pacific Centre Mall last week, almost every single store had a help wanted sign in it. So I'm curious, and it's not, I just think when the kids say there's no jobs, because I'm not saying that maybe they're not the jobs they want. Maybe, I don't
Totally.
know. I when I
That
was 20, I went and banged on doors and dropped my resume at every single possible place I could in White Rock, and eventually I got hired by Mr. Mike's, and
Me
so yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen, KFC,
Yeah.
Mr. Mike's,
Pizza
Earl's,
Hut. Yeah.
all of it. Then I got into Kit's Pub. Then I went 86th Street Music Hall. And then I learned the life of waitressing in a pub
Nice.
or a bar and making tips.
What
But
year
you
were you at
have
A
to.
Street Music Hall? What year was that?
87.
Oh, right after Expo.
Like, as soon as I turned 19, I
Right.
was waitressing at Kit's Pub. I was the coat check girl when I was underage. I wasn't allowed to go into the bar, but I was standing in the bar,
I see.
taking your jackets. And
Right.
then as soon as I turned 19, they handed me a tray. And then so I guess I was 20 when I started at 86th Street Music Hall. So after Expo, yeah, I wasn't old enough. Well, I went to the bars at Expo, but I wasn't old enough, if you know what I mean.
Wow. You
I
might have
just
seen
got
me. I
in.
was working at the BC Pavilion in my blue suit.
Oh, I for sure saw you. For sure. Hey, we are literally all over the map here. We only got like a minute and a half left. But we have to touch on one more thing. You mentioned the UK, and I thought it was newsworthy today. And we'll leave it with as a is the UK ambassador to the US resigned or was pushed out today after the revelation? His name is Peter Mandelson, and he was fired or stepped down because of ties to Jeffrey Epstein via that book, the birthday book
The
that
birthday book.
the Epstein estate released. So when we're hearing the one that has that alleged
Yeah.
infamous Donald Trump note in it, written Donald Trump note in it, that's lewd. And the president of the United States calls it a hoax created by Obama and Biden. And I don't even know who else, but
It's
this actually came from the Epstein estate. Nobody had access to
right.
this
I know.
before.
And
So
so if it's fake, I saw somebody post this on social media. It's like, so you're telling me, Donald Trump, that 21 years ago, somebody drew a picture on a of a woman, naked woman, on a thing, on a birthday card, signed your fake signature with the assumption that in 21 years you'll be the president and you'll have to deny this ha like what kind of world are we living in here? Like, you know, I don't doodle. Like, that's not much of a doodle. It's like literally,
Yeah.
you know.
I don't use the word enigma.
Yeah. Well, that's probably true. But anyways, it's just talk about spin.
Talk about spin and trying to flip a script. There's so much happening in the United States that is the effort to just flip from release the files. If you're not, if you've done
You're
nothing
right.
wrong, and the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, randomly said a couple of days ago that Donald Trump was actually an FBI informant on the Epstein. And it's like, wait a minute. So at that time, if that was true, Robert Mueller was the FBI director. So Donald Trump and Robert Mueller were working together back then. Is that what we're supposed to? There's so much. Wow.
It's like when you're a little
Wow.
kid and you make up a lie, and then
Yeah.
you gotta to your parents,
Let's throw this at you. I'm going to throw this at you.
and they're looking at you like, you know, my kids have done this. You're looking at it, okay, that's bullshit. But okay,
We both had the parent face there.
you're going with that. You're going with that. All right. You sure you're going with that? That's what you're gonna stick to that one, are you? Okay. All right. That's what we're gonna go with. And that's kind of what I feel
Find.
like America's like. They're all just like little children making up stuff like,
Yeah.
this, yeah, this. You're like, really?
So
We're going
what
with that,
about
are we?
I'm rubber and glue, you're glue, and everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. I know you are, but what am I? Okay.
Taking my
So you
ball and
tune
going
in on
home.
Thursdays. Tune in on Thursdays to Unspun Podcast. You can find us unspunpodcast.com, or you can like and subscribe down there. You can make comments. You can follow us on social media. You, Mr. Award-winning lifetime achievement guy, are found is you can be found on Twitter at George
Underscore.
Affleck, George underscore Affleck. I'm at Jody Vance, Jody with a Y, at Jody Vance. And give us a follow. We'll take the spin out of it for you, because Lord knows we need that right now. Be good to each other.
Bye.